Hi, everyone. Get subscribed with us on Spotify, Anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Oh, Apple iTunes, too. And today's topic is Beyond Communication, Cracking the Code to Deep Connection. We're going to dive into effective communication that foster a profound emotional connection. So it's me, Papa Hector, Care Bear, Ali Al, Mambo G, and...
I don't know what to call myself.
You don't know what to call yourself?
Nope. Anaisa, that's my name.
Yeah, Ana. We are here to talk about this topic. Any commentaries? What y'all got to say?
Almost want to hear the...
Can you hear the topic again?
It's basically about
developing deeper
communication, better communication, basically, so that you can make deeper connections in your relationship.
I would say almost none of the real communication you do is verbal.
No, 90% of it is through text message and technology.
If it's got to get verbal, it's probably already happened non-verbally a whole bunch before that point.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But I think you guys are talking two different things. She's talking about nonverbal as far as like how you communicate, as far as how you look at people, the energy, the vibe you give off, like all of those things, versus the way you interact, what you do for somebody versus what they don't. You don't do, so on and so forth, how you judge people or not, rather than the online thing. Although that's true as well.
I'd say you have to be paying attention. And you have to be able to pay attention, but you have to be paying attention to somebody over time. Not that I'm an expert on this topic.
I feel like it might depend on the person too. Like, you want to get to know that person. They're almost like faculties. Like, are they a listener? Are they a feeler? Like, do they think? Like, do they hear better by like words you say versus like a feeling that you give them? So I think that varies. Like, so I think it's important to like the person that you're communicating with, and that might vary too. Like, are you having a close relationship or a deeper one as well? Like, maybe there's a way you communicate like in a low-key social environment, and then there's like a deeper way that you connect. But it's kind of like, for like a deeper connection, it's almost like how kind of like your two skill sets line up too, and like where do I need to adapt so that this person can hear me, because they receive it through maybe hearing it. Like, there's differences that you have to learn about that person and know about yourself in order to kind of make it compatible, correct in a way, or like to make it land sometimes. Like, or you might... Two people might have the same similar way of communicating, so that it's easy for them and effortless, versus people that communicate differently are gonna have to try a little harder or think a little harder.
I think too, this gets us into filters, which is a common topic on a lot of this stuff, but I would think it's not just effort, it's where people are in terms of the filters they have. Because there are people who, because of where they are, just are really not interested in communication with you. You know, and there's really not a lot you can do to make them communicate with you. You can just sort of observe that there's something there in terms of them or you or both of you. And I would think, I'm actually really pessimistic about communication. I don't think it's possible for most people to communicate in anything other than like the most facile way. because of filters, because they can't hear each other and they can't even really see each other.
So I see both of what both of you guys are saying, and I agree in both ways, in different ways. So, like, most times when people be trying to communicate with each other, especially with words, like we've been saying, like, it's kind of like the probably one of the least effective forms of communicating. Because what you say and what people hear, it really rarely matches. People don't really often aren't able to listen to that depth. So one of the things to improve communication is to start to basically, when others communicate to you, get out of your own head as far as what you assume automatically that it means. And that's as far as, like, verbal communication especially is concerned, in order to be able to improve it. But verbal communication is oftentimes, like, one of the least effective forms. However, some people need a lot of verbal communication in order to feel connection. So that's also true. Like, some people need a lot of verbal communication because they're not picking up so easily on the other forms of communication. However, I think that because communication is mostly not about words at all, it's like they say, most of it's nonverbal. It's about giving them nonverbal cues and stepping outside of yourself when others are communicating to you, and really focusing a lot on listening in order to be able to, or observing, as was said, in order to really be able to absorb what's actually being said to you or communicated. And not to, though, again, jump at or assume the first conclusion you come to is necessarily correct either. So that means it has to be something that gets unraveled, where as you get to know another person, the communication actually becomes more and more clear in general. I think in connection to the topic, which is about, like, bettering and building deeper connection with people, I think that one of the keys about building deeper connection is you have to be able to extremely listen, that's A, and B, not be so judgmental. Because judgment shuts down communication. And when another person feels that judgmentalness off of you, it'll actually shut down any communication that is going on. And people do pick up on all the other cues, whether or not they're obvious. So I think, like, that's one of the things about having the deeper communication with someone and building deeper connection, is that understanding that as time goes on, you can build deeper and clearer communication, especially as far as verbal communication. But to build deeper communication, it's really about giving space. And I think one of the best communications to say that you care about somebody is, like, basically the fact being considerate. And being considerate means not, like, being considerate how we often use that term as far as being polite is concerned, but having consideration for that other person and as far as who and how they interpret your communications to be.
Like, how they might receive it.
Yeah, how they might receive your communications. And your communications are not just your words, because it also includes your actions. So being considerate as to like how that person receives your communications, you're not going to be able to predict 100% of the time how someone receives your communications, even if you are being considerate, is because you don't have the same filter set that they have. So as you get to know them and understand how they filter the information that comes to them, you get to understand more and more how that person filters. But even then you are not them. So you can't 100% predict 100% of the time how a person's going to receive something that you communicate to them. You can't 100% predict that 100% of the time.
But it takes, like, to get out of your own, like, head.
And you have to get out of your own head.
Yeah. And then, too, like, that time, like, with that person and learning whatever filter set that they have. And then kind of, you know, because it's more, you're doing more listening than talking, really. Like, when someone's, because most of the time, I don't know, there's not much to be said. If you're, like, you know, you're walking the path and, like, learning from what we've been talking about. So
you're listening, but you are, even when you're listening, technically you're talking.
Right.
You're talking because of your listening.
Yeah.
So you're saying to that person, like, basically what you're saying to me is important. Right there, you're already communicating something.
Yeah.
Do you see? But when you, and you have to get out of your own head as far as, like, what that person is saying. And as also as far as, like, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because when you're saying something to somebody, you're trying to say a specific thing. If what they heard is something else, then even though you said something, it doesn't matter what you said. All that matters is what they understood. Because at the end of the day, that's what they're going to go on. And you might say to the person, like, do you understand me? And they say to you, yeah, but they understand you, but they understand you a whole different way than what you meant. So that's why sometimes people get into the clash, because they mean one thing when they said something and somebody else took a different meaning from it. And when those meanings don't match up, then they weren't able to talk to each other clear. So they didn't say nothing to each other, even though they think they said something to each other.
Right.
And didn't grow either. Like, that's back to what you were saying about, like, the moment of kind of figuring out how you communicate. It's almost like a, kind of like how the path isn't written. Like, it's kind of like a sacred moment, right? Of, like, you're kind of, like, in that present moment figuring it out. And there's not really, like you say, like, a guidebook for, it's kind of, like, what the effort that you're going to put into with that person there. Could be, like, your level of, like, caring about it. Or this, like,
yeah, that's part of that whole considerate factor is, yeah. Like, if you're considerate, it means you care. So you care to, like, give the attention to what's being said to you. But what's being said to you, when I say what's being said to you, I'm not just talking about, like, what they verbally say, just to clarify for the listeners. I know that you guys get that. But also, like, what they're saying by what they're doing, their energy, how they're coming at you, how they're coming off at you, listening to all of that, and understanding that when they're communicating to you, probably they're not communicating to you clear. So even though they're communicating to you, it's not about you. A lot of times it has something more so to do with them than it has to do with you as to what they're trying to say to you. No comentario? Mm-mm. So if, like, they're saying something to you, it's not always, it may be directed at you, but it may not be about you. It may be a reflection. It could be a projection. It could be any number of things that are going on. for that person that they're communicating. If you take it that communication to me to be something about you, you might that can cause a miscommunication if that's really what they're saying. If what they're communicating is about you and you can't click on that either, a miscommunication. So, like, in order to reach deeper communication, like, one party, the party who's receiving has to go silent. If they can't go silent, then they can only tune in as quiet as they can get. Because in order to listen, you need quiet. So you need to be able to be quiet in your head, quiet in your feelings and everything, so you can understand the all the things that come with whatever they're saying. Because if, let's say, just talking like in verbal communication, there's like the tonality, there's the pitch, the speed, the energy, all of that other stuff that comes together in verbal communication. So like the more present you can get to them, the deeper you can listen. The deeper you can listen and really understand them, the easier it is for you to understand how they communicate. So when you're saying something or you're communicating, you actually get the point you want across, but according to how they understand things. If most of the communication that happens comes through your actions, so like, if you're saying to somebody, you know, the A or B, your actions are often going to align with it. So A and B, the actions are telling you like what's also being communicated. So it's not just the verbal component, but what the person is doing. How much do they consider you in the equation? What is it that's being considered? What's like the main point of focus at the moment? And you have to understand that that's constantly switching around too. So that point of focus is going to determine like how what's being communicated, how you're supposed to go ahead and interpret that. And I think that if you can't really like get yourself silent enough, then it's going to be hard for you to really comprehend what people are communicating to you, because everything is constantly getting like reinterpreted through your mind. So everything gets read according to how your mind interprets.
I'm thinking here about work, right? I can get through my entire work day and use maybe 4 words, because when somebody comes to talk to me, what they really want is for me to just pay attention. That's what they really want out of life. And it doesn't matter if I agree with them or I don't agree with them. If I just drop what I'm doing and pay attention and don't look unhappy, that's what they want. That's it. That's 90% of the entire thing that they wanted out of me. And even if I don't go on to do what they wanted me to do, most of the time that's okay, as long as it looked like I was paying attention and I didn't hate what they had to say. And it's kind of amazing to me.
No, that's kind of how easy it can be though, because like, and that's with most things though, like even when you're fostering deeper connection, because like the person wants to be heard and listened to, and it boils down to that. And if you can get that and have a deeper listening, then you're going to form a deeper connection with that person and also look happy at what they're saying. Because again, that's how you're, even though you might not be saying anything, that's how you're communicating back. And so that's where we come back to like that whole judgment thing. Whereas, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, people have really subtle micro expressions. And so those things flash across your face. And people will pick up on the fact that, like, this other person who I'm talking to is not happy about what I'm saying. And then that will start to shut down communication or connection. So just kind of like being pleasant and being open about what they're saying is usually enough. But if you're really tuning in to what they're saying, along with everything else, you can see like whatever their mouth is saying, but whatever their energy is saying may or may not match. And then basically energy is heavier than basically hot air. So like you can see where the match or mismatch is. And then that heavier energy tells you actually where things are rolling and how to roll with the person. Now, for the mind, however, the mind just loves, like, basically, agree, like, everybody agrees with me. And, like, yes. And, uh-huh. And, like, it likes that. And it also likes to have an occasional little battle here and there with people and to prove, like, its theories are correct. So it has that. So generally, if you're like, you're open and you're like, uh-huh, and like, okay, and stuff, and kind of positive and open, most people are like, yay, yeah, et cetera.
See, I would have said a couple of years ago that this was really cynical as an approach, right? Because I would have thought it was dishonest. And I've discovered in the last month or so of dealing with people, it's not dishonest. Because what I'm addressing is what they needed and not what they said. And I don't have to agree with them to address that need. I don't have to agree with you to hear you.
Exactly. So that's the thing. It's not. And actually, it's really just being like open to really what you're saying. And when people see that you heard them on a deeper level, naturally, like, since the topic is fostering deeper connection, that's going to foster deeper connection because they're going to know, like, actually this person heard me no matter what it was that I was saying. People learn really early on, right, how to say whatever fits the mood at the moment, etc. So saying is not the best form of communication for that reason. People know, like, learn how to lie early on.
People pleasing,
manipulating, mm-hmm. Little babies manipulate, yeah. Okay, throw temper tantrums, things like that. All those are manipulations. People learn really early on, right, mm-hmm. How to do that. So in that case, the mouth can say anything. But if you can pay attention and listen on the deeper level, then you see where the energy is rolling and flowing and whether or not, like, you have, once you can see that, then you see where things are really flowing. Then you see how deeply to take what's being said seriously and where you should flow, where the flow is with that person and where you can flow with that person. Versus if you go by just what they say, words change day to day. The mind changes from day to day. One day, you know, you're like, Pops, I'm upset with you and my uncle because he told me to break up with this boy and I did and I didn't want to. And then Pops says, go get him back. And then you go get him back. And then the next day after you got him back, you're like, Pops, I should have just listened to you. I should have just left him alone. I should have just stayed broken up. What I'm going to do? Okay? So that's the mind. That's how your mind works. It goes from one side to the other, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. But the energy, that's what really has the truth in it.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about the context of relationships here, right? And you mm-hmm. don't always want to build a relationship with somebody you're paying attention to in that way. But I will say, it seems like there's something of valuing the person for themselves, which verges on forms of love. But something like that, to sit there and be there with them.
Yeah, it does. Because love really is simple. It's really about attention. Because that what you love, you give your energy to. You feed, you give your attention to. And sometimes you have to give attention to certain things that you don't love in order to reach what you do love. So for example, you might have to like give your attention to work. And everyone hates that, right? But that's work is just a vehicle really quick. It's a vehicle, it's a tool that's needed in order to get to the where you're going. So really, even though you think of it as giving attention to work, if you can switch it from giving attention to work to the whatever it is that you're doing is actually going, like paving the way to this greater thing for you, then work no longer becomes work.
That's the same thing with the building like better connections, relationships with, like, it doesn't matter who it is, like everybody, because it applies to like building your connection with the divine as well.
Yeah, so like when, like with alongside of the question, like when you're given that clarity and that listening and that deeper connection and communication, it's not that far different. It's just a different, it's Flavor Flav. It's a different flavor of love.
Do you think there's self-love in it? Because it seems to me like there would be. Like, again, going back to my job, right? Because I spend a fair amount of day listening to people talk about stuff, because that's a function of my job. The ability to be there with them strikes me as self-love, not just a kind of care, I guess, for the people around me. But there's the ability to quiet yourself.
Yeah. It is a form of self-love, because really, anytime, if you can be an open channel to allow a flow of clear love to come through for anybody else or anything else, it's also a form of self-love immediately. Because that's how then you come to understand that nothing's separate. So
you don't always understand those other ways of love. Like, sometimes there might be a love that you don't understand yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still a love.
Exactly. That you're not going to always understand every flavor, because if you've never had the flavor before, then you can't say you know what it is. So it's like no different. Like if you've never eaten like a certain food, then you don't know what it actually tastes like. Even though your mind can convince you that you know what that tastes like, you don't know what it tastes like. This is why, like, for example, I totally understand this because I've been a picky eater, right? Because a picky eater, like, I used to be a real picky eater. But a picky eater judges by the eye. So he believes he knows what that's going to taste like, but he hasn't tasted it before. So he doesn't know what that tastes like. So it's the same thing with different forms of love. Like, if you've never had that form of love before, if that form of love never flowed through you before, you might not even be sure that's what it is. You might not be sure of, like, what it is, et cetera, right at first, until you keep on tasting that flavor and kind of, like, get settled with, oh, that is strawberries versus blueberries versus this versus that. Like, every love has many, many ways in that basically it shows up. But that's part of that whole communication that we've been talking about, is like, if you can look at the deeper forms of communication, then you also look at the deep, at what's being said to you in people's actions and the energy they carry with you and everything else like that. Because somebody may not be saying something like always like, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. And a person can tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and not really love you. And a person can never be saying to you, I love you, I love you, I love you. But all everything else, their energy, what they give, how they are, how they be, it all gives that same thing. So it still is. It's just a different form. But if you're not like accustomed to those other flavors, and especially if your mind has already preconceived, like, this is what it is like, then when you taste it, you're not even going to recognize it. You're going to be like, what is this? Because you already decided, like, that type of food tastes that certain way. And it's just by, like, the program, the filters that are in your mind that gave you that perception that said, oh, once I eat that food, that's how it's going to taste. You think you know how it's going to taste until you taste it. We good? All right, look.
Look, right on time.
Yeah. So many blessings to all of you. Keep the faith. As always, you can subscribe on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Many blessings. Until next time, keep the faith.